When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You can't avoid it, and you shouldn't look to. I think that's the problem with trade, a lot of traders. We're always looking to find this perfect way to trade. Guess what, guys? Do you think there's a perfect way to trade? You think there's a fix for everything? No. There's always a pro and a con to anything you do. You give me any strategy, anything you do, there's always a sacrifice to it. And I don't think you're going to become a good trader until you can accept that. It's really the same thing as life with time, right? If you want to spend time doing one thing, you are going to sacrifice time doing something else. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay. If you're not okay with that, you're always going to be chasing a ghost. And you're going to be that trader that bounces from system to system trying to find that magic fix. And that magic fix does not exist. And that's one of the biggest differences between professional traders and amateur traders. Amateur traders blow accounts because they're never satisfied. They always want more. And they always think they can get more and more out of the market. Professional traders, I hate saying this, because I don't believe in kind of just like acceptance. I always believe you should push forward and look for small improvements. And there are always ways to improve. But ways to improve aren't necessarily boosting your win percentage. Right? When I look to improve, I don't like to take my win percentage from 55% to 75%. I know that. How I trade, I'm locked in at basically that area, 50 to 60%. How I like to improve is this: managing my trade, minimizing risk, maximizing reward. You can improve that way. My win percentage will be the same, if not a little bit lower. But if I can make more on average when I win and give back less on average when I lose, although my win percentage is the same or probably lower, I'm actually producing more profit. Follow me? This is why I can care less about win percentage. If you ever ask me, right, what do I tell you? Win percentage doesn't matter. My win percentage has gotten worse as I progress as a trader. I used to range in the 60s, 65s. I was in the 70s once when I was really bad. I used to range in the 60s, 65s. I was down in the 55s. I'm slowly getting closer and closer to 50. 55, 50 is my range now. I wouldn't be surprised if one day I get down to 45. Jason Grayson always says this. He says, for me personally, right, he knows himself as a trader. He knows himself as a person. He says that his comfort zone, right, and not comfort zone in a negative way, but his comfort zone as a trader, meaning the level he needs to be at before he starts making psychological mistakes, is he needs to win more than he loses, right? Tell me if you've heard him say this before. He needs to win more than he loses, and he needs to make more when he wins than what he gives back when he loses. Right? So for someone like Jason Greystone, although this is more profitable, right, doesn't mess with his personality. Because he knows that losing more than 50% of the time, that's going to slowly eat at him, slowly develop little cracks in his armor. And if you guys have owned a house at all, right, you know how it goes, right? Those small cracks. What happens to those small cracks over time? Hate houses. Small cracks start getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually they turn into gaping holes. And in trading, that gaping hole is Jason Greystone making a psychological mistake. Now, some may yell at him. They may say, Jason, you're an idiot. Do what makes more profit. Why are you giving up profit for your win percentage? You're still making more. But he's thinking big picture. Although he would make more changing his profit, right? He knows that the bigger risk, right? The long-term risk is that he sabotages his trading. He makes a psychological mistake. And we know that making a psychological mistake, well, you have the potential to blow everything. And Jason Greystone is saying, I'm not even going to put myself in that position. You follow me? I have the same theory. I'm a little more accepting of being, 40% is probably my limit. But I've tested, I used to trade trend continuation strategies in the past that won 30% of the time and were massively profitable. They were more profitable than anything I've ever traded. But every time I would trade live, I could not psychologically deal with winning only 3 out of every 10 trades. Or rather, I should say, I couldn't psychologically deal with losing 7 out of 10 trades. I could not deal with markets being up 100 pips and then going back down to stop me out for -200 pips. Every time I'd sabotage myself, every single time. And this strategy was more profitable than anything I've ever traded, but I couldn't execute it live. I couldn't do it. Some of you out there can. Some of you out there are so disciplined. You're so hardcore on, hey, like Jason Stapleton was like this. Jason Stapleton, right? He was my trading mentor. Is my trading mentor still. Military. Discipline. Zero emotion. His philosophy was this. You trade what works the best. I don't care if it feels bad. You don't give in. And that's probably a little easier said than someone who was in the military, where they remove every bit of human emotion from you and you just do your job. So he's very disciplined because that's how he was taught. You just do your job. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. You do it. Not everyone's like that. I'm a former athlete, so I think I'm very disciplined. Obviously, you don't want to make a comparison of athletes to the military, but I'm very used to being coached. I'm very used to needing to do whatever my coaches says, whether I want to or not. But there's still a limit. There's still a limit. And what matters as a trader is you find this limit. You have to know yourself. It's going to be different for every person. And it's not a negative or a positive. If one trader says, hey, I'd rather take less profit but be happier and not give myself a chance to self-sabotage, that's fine. If some trader says, hey, I want to take more profit and I don't mind having a much lower win percentage, that's fine as well. It doesn't matter. All that matters is you do what works for you and you put yourself in a position where you have a positive expectancy. This isn't a comparison. We're not in a trading competition against others. We're just trying to survive. That's all we're trying to do, guys. We're just trying to survive each and every year. That's all it is. Self-preservation. That's all it is. So any other questions on this topic about trading a single strategy and whatnot? I think we covered a lot there. Feel good about that. Feel good. Is that good? You like that? Give me a yes.